Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Starting this year, Alaska's minimum wage has been increased to $11.73 in 2024. Last year, the minimum wage was originally set to $10.85. According to the Wage and Hour Act for 2024, the Alaska minimum wage has increased by 88 cents. Back in 2014, voters in Alaska passed a ballot initiative to annually adjust the minimum wage to accommodate for inflation. Given Alaska's statute, it requires Alaska minimum wage to be adjusted using the Consumer Price Index. For urban consumers in the Anchorage metropolitan area, for the preceding calendar year, the Anchorage CPIU increased 8.1% in 2022. With this year's jump, it has now raised the Alaska minimum wage to $11.73, which officially took place on January 1st. The Alaska minimum wage applies to all hours worked in a pay period, regardless of how the employee is paid, whether by time, piece, commission, or otherwise. All actual hours worked in a pay period multiplied by the Alaska minimum wage is the very least an employee can be compensated by an employer, unless the employer can clearly show that specific exemption exists. Salaried employees who are exempt from the minimum wage and overtime requirements under Alaska statute as bona fide executive, administration, or professional employees must maintain a salary that is equivalent to 2 times the minimum wage for the first 40 hours worked. Here's something to add to your to-do list. File your PFD application. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Registration to sign up for the 2024 Permanent Fund Dividend opened on January 1st and will go through March 31st. While the amount of this year's PFD won't be decided until the latter half of the year, Governor Mike Dunleavy did plan for a full PFD payout in his recent budget proposal. Based on the roughly $2.3 billion in fund earnings available, a full permanent fund dividend is forecasted at around $3,429. Similar numbers were forecasted last year when the governor released his proposed budget. However, the budget passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Dunleavy allocated about $880 million that resulted in a PFD of $1,312. Dunleavy originally campaigned on restoring a full permanent fund, which was fundamentally changed in 2016 when Governor Bill Walker vetoed about half of the statutory PFD. Since elected, Dunleavy has proposed budgets with full PFDs funded under the formula set in a 1982 state law. Residents can file for their PFD online at pfd.alaska.gov. According to the MyPFD site, to be eligible for the PFD check, an applicant must have been an Alaska resident for an entire calendar year preceding the date they applied for a dividend and intend to stay in Alaska indefinitely. Applicants who wish to receive a PFD must also not claim residency in another state or country. Residents who are absent from Alaska for more than 180 days are also not eligible to receive a PFD check. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Due to the map needing to be updated and such short notice, the Kenai Old Town Walking Plan will not be included in this year's Kenai's Visitor's Guide. According to the Kenai Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Samantha Springer, due to many buildings being incorrectly numbered, the walking tour map will not be in the Kenai Visitor Guide this summer. Springer said that her and the chamber staff realized that the pre-existing guide was incorrect and that only 2 of the 20 buildings were numbered properly. Springer also notes how there was a lack of sidewalks in some areas, which could make it very easy for tourists to get lost. She's hopeful that there can be some updates walking-wise that can make things easier to navigate in the future.
And then hopefully within the next year or so, we can get back to an actual tour that would be accessible and have sidewalks and crosswalks and all that.
Unfortunately, due to the visitor guide deadline in January, there would not be enough time to relabel all the locations and have it printed into existence. To accommodate this, their tour will include some of the main historic sites, including the replica of Fort Kenai, the U.S. Army installation, and the Holy Assumption of St. Mary Russian Orthodox Church. Another concern is the Moose Meat John Cabin. Springer says that she had an inspection done and learned that the building was under some serious damage. Just the electrical work alone is going to be upwards of $10,000, and then there's the leaking roof and decaying floor.
We can't get the roof inspected fully until spring, but we do know that the roof is in really bad condition. So the building overall is not safe to be in. So unfortunately for now, we had to make the decision to close it.
Springer says she wants to be able to save the building, but values everyone's safety above all else.
We're not going to cut out Old Town. That's not what we're trying to do. We're actually trying to preserve it and make it into something that people actually want to come see.
Coming up, we'll take a look at our top news headlines from Wednesday.